AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, it's CareArc.
Flint Hills Community Health Center is now CareArc. They might have a new name, but they still have the same great services. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be convenient and affordable for everyone, without exception. That's why their approach to healthcare is different, so you can get back to living your life without the hassle. They offer convenient and affordable services, all under one roof, such as medical care, dental care, and behavioral health. Find them online at carearc.org.
KVUA News time is 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time, and I believe we have with us here City of Emporia Communications Manager in Waiting, Christine Johnson. I believe we also have City Manager Trey Cocking joining us here today.
Yes, we do. Trey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trey.
Good morning, Chuck and Ron. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good, doing good. Christine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Well, Trey, let's get us started here, because I think there's a lot of people who may have been surprised that the city may not have had a communications manager before, and to be flatly honest, may have been surprised that there was an announcement that came out here a couple of weeks back with Christine as the first person in that position. Maybe you can set the table here for us and let us know exactly why this particular position is now in place here with city government and being filled at this time.
Sure. Commission has had this in the budget for the last 2 years for this sort of position. Quite frankly, I was surprised that it hadn't been filled prior to my arrival. It just, you know, different things going on. I will tell you, as somebody, you know, I kind of sat back for 6 months before I was in this job as I considered applying for it, and then as I was in the application process. And I thought that is a real weakness with the city, our inability to communicate. Very reactive communication, very late communication. You know, one little story, we put out a press release in December about Brandon Beck being named interim fire chief at that time. And once that hit, it never occurred to me that we had never announced Jack Taylor's retirement, which was something that should have been announced way back in July when Jack decided to retire. So I just thought everybody knew Jack was retiring, and that became the lead story because we had never announced that Jack was going to retire. So, you know, we want to make sure we let folks know what's going on with this organization, that they are the owners of, how we can be responsive to their needs, and how we can really give that why to what's going on.
All right, the why to what's going on. So you open up the position for people to apply, and Christine is been named the new communication director for the city of Emporia, and you come from the Lyon County Emergency Communication Center, correct, Christine?
Yes, sir. I've been with them for 2.5 years as their public information coordinator.
So
and I will just
go ahead, Trey.
I was just going to say, Ron, when I opened up the application process for this job. Number one, I was shocked at what unbelievable talent we had in Christine already sitting in this building, working for the county. It is great that we have her sort of talents available in a local setting. Christine grew up in the area, and I'm just excited to have somebody with her qualifications and her love for Emporia in the position.
Well, what were your specific roles with Lyon County Emergency Communications, Christine?
My specific roles included media relations as well as social media, growing the education for the 911 community as well as the public interest in 911 education. I look forward to bringing my knowledge of public relations and marketing as well as social media to really start the process of having more open communication with the Emporia residents.
Speaking of that, Christine, what really got you, I guess, interested in marketing, media relations, and maybe talk about some of the ventures that you had with emergency communications that really drew a lot of attention here to the department and to the city of Emporia as a whole?
Well, my love for marketing and media really stems from having a passion for the department and the education for these entities that I had worked for previously. I'd worked for a school district, so I helped them build their website and presence, as well as their social media presence. With the 911 Education Center, we started with a website, and we grew into Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, and that really took off to gain national attention for 911 and what they do and how hard they really work to serve their residents. And I was interested in the city position to really bring that attention to the residents here and build that open communication and show what projects they're working on and really providing that why behind, like Trey said, the why behind what we're doing.
Am I sensing, Christine, some updating on the city's Facebook, Twitter, and website pages?
I do hope to update the social media Facebook page, beginning with the Facebook page, but then also growing perhaps Twitter, perhaps maybe into TikTok, if I can talk Trey into that.
There you go, Trey. There you go. This is what you asked for.
I know.
Reaching those different demographics. We do have a wide array of demographics here in Emporia, and it is important to think about each of those as we grow our communication.
Christine, also, let me just ask you here, what was it about the city position that really drew you to this and kind of got you, your creative juices flowing?
Well, I grew up in Opie, and really the Emporia neighborhood really helped provide my upbringing, and I was just very drawn to providing that service that I had provided for 911 for the Emporia residents and helping to support that morale.
Trey, you'd mentioned here about the talent that Christine brings to the position, and you'd also mentioned to a degree your excitement here about exactly, you know, what she brings to the table. Christine, obviously starting here next week, what do you have, I guess, on her slate here when she, for that first day on the job?
Yeah, we're going to try to make some immediate changes, but the biggest thing I want Christine to do early on in the process is learn about us. She has a great understanding of our emergency services, police and fire, you know, which is a huge part of what we do, mission critical part of what we do. So our first challenge of hers is kind of learn our other big half of the operation, and that's public works and projects, public works and engineering, and make sure she understands those processes. We want her to understand enough about the water delivery system to be dangerous, enough about the sewage process to be dangerous, and then work with engineering on really understanding current projects and upcoming projects so we can educate folks on the why behind those are going to work. And, you know, quite frankly, I have said since the project started, we didn't do a good job with Sixth Street communicating what was going to happen there, why that project was going on, how long it would happen. And that, you know, that's where I think Christine's going to be absolutely vital in getting that word out so folks know really the how, the why, the when of that project.
All right. Well, being you touched on that, of course, we have the big project on 12th, the big project on 6th, and many
yep.
people have asked, what is the city thinking? I mean, what are you thinking of having two of these major projects going on concurrently, basically at the same time? And these are long projects. And I know, Trey, you've answered this question for us here before, so I think I know the answer. But for those who don't, how did that come about?
You know, we spend a lot of time reading what people post on Facebook, and one of the suggestions was just to fix all the pipes at the same time. So we decided to go the quite frankly, we've been hit with supply shortages, and with these major construction projects, it's kind of when the supplies show up, it's time to go. So Sixth Street, that was awarded, I believe, back in January, and it just took a long time for those supplies to come in and for them to get mobilized. So those projects should have been structured a little bit differently, but just where we got hit with supplies, it worked out where both projects are going on at the same time. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, there's still several thoroughfares through the city. You can access everything. Obviously, 12th Street is limited to one direction. I'm hopeful in the next little bit that that gets, we get two-directional traffic restored to 12th Street. 6th Street, we're about to see a major shift in the traffic pattern there. But, you know, those projects are working. Access will be open to all those businesses. And, you know, the other thing I continue to urge is folks, please go visit your favorite business. Their business is down with the construction right now, and they need you more than ever right now. So I would encourage you to go visit those businesses along 6th Street and 12th Street right now, just as the construction has slowed down their business. But they're all completely accessible. So we would urge folks to go visit those businesses.
Trey, I did want to ask you, because this kind of signals an approach where there's going to be a more centralized method here to get the information out about city government. And speaking of the road side of things, I know that we get a lot of stuff from the city clerk's office currently on the upcoming road projects. I think sometimes Public Works will send something out on its own. So correct me if I'm wrong, but it does seem like this is going to be more of a centralized process for information coming into Christine and then Christine kicking things out from there.
Correct. And I think one of our failings has been the fact that we think somebody else is going to do something. So when you have somebody, when it's their entire role to communicate, we now know that that message is going to get out. You know, when seven people do have, or, you know, a job, 5% of the time, the ball gets dropped off. And that's one of the things that I've seen happen in this organization. It's just everybody has their main jobs. Communicating is a secondary job, unfortunately. And that's where I'm excited to have Christine, where this is going to be her primary role. Absolutely making sure that information gets out there. She's going to be involved in her department head meetings. So she's going to have just a huge feel for what's going on across the broad width of the organization. So she can be able to get the right things out at the right time to folks.
Well, Christine, we look forward to continue with working with you here at KVOE. And you, I think you know very well that if you need to get information out, we're here for you to help
Absolutely.
You out.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Christine, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before you, we A, conclude this interview, and B, you officially start on Monday?
Yes, but I'm really excited to begin work with the city, and I look forward to bringing that open communication to the residents.
All right. Well, Christine, congratulations on the appointment, and best of luck beginning Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Trey, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Trey.
Bye.
All right. That's Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking and the City of Emporia's new Communications Director, Christine Johnson, with us here this morning.
Looking forward to working with Christine in her new role, and looking forward to, you know, that more centralized approach here when it comes to city information, and also maybe some of those TikTok videos, if that is also.